Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Like, dirty people.
Yes, stoked, Steve!
Hey, listen to this guy. Tell me how you're feeling here. You're screaming.
I am stoked, baby!
You're screaming like it's still the game going on.
We're talking about the fightings here. The fightings! Said! Said!
Should, said, Mike. Been to bed. Said.
That was at 7:07 a.m. That's Steve Keeley, Fox 29, Good Day. In the parking lot outside Citizens Bank Park, and that dude was juiced up. No, that was no.
I was about to say what?
No, that was I don't know what year of the run, but it was one of the years of the run.
That was in the middle of the.
I don't know if it was Four Aces year or after the
Yeah, that's courtesy of Jeff McDevitt on Twitter finding that from back in the day. It's just like it was 7 a.m. and this was his energy.
We're talking about the fightings here. The fightings. Said. Said.
Said.
I tell you, the Four Aces year was more or less of a, that was just a celebratory year. We almost celebrated the World Series.
It was hurry up and get to the World Series, which never happened.
Yeah, and they were winning, what, three out of every four games? Two out of three games?
It was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
We were getting wins. It was like, okay, who's on the mound tonight? And it was almost like you took the night off when Joe Bland pitched.
Yeah, like, I watched all nine innings the last four nights.
Right.
Tonight I'll go to bed in the sixth. Yeah, it was a special time. It really was.
Man.
It was great. Now, that guy kind of sounds like the body bag game guy, Jack.
The body bag game.
Yeah, not the same
guy. Not the same guy, but it sounds like the same guy.
He probably loved the Buddy Ryan Eagles. If I could guess his sports taste.
No doubt he loved the Buddy Ryan Eagles.
We've
no doubt.
Loves Buddy Ryan. We put the call out on Twitter, but if anybody knows who that guy is, and we're trying to get him to call in, but we have not heard who that guy actually is. And he's not been identified as far as we've seen, right, Jack?
He might not even be alive right now.
He may not be. He wasn't an older guy. I mean, he wasn't like an old guy. He was an older guy.
But if you're 7 a.m. coming out with this.
We're talking about the fightings here. The fightings. Said. Said.
Yeah, would it surprise you if he's not with us anymore?
No, here's the other thing.
You think he thinks John Marsh is a Philly guy?
And it's not like a football.
That was probably 10 years ago.
Football game day, I can see having that kind of intensity. You know what I mean? Like football is kind of a different animal. That's
been
football intensity.
Week. Yeah, for a baseball game. I agree.
I love that guy. All right, so we'll get back to the phones. Opening day is coming up, 6 o'clock. Joe Giglio will have leading off, and then we'll get into the game after that. Phils and Marlins live from Citizens Bank Park, the home of the Phillies, 94 WIP. So Ben Simmons, the story with Ben Simmons was, is he going to take shots? Is he going to take threes? And, Ike, you've bought into it. Mm-hmm. You have bought into it, and you have not stuttered regarding that. You said, no, I think that this is the time where he actually does it. Brett Brown had some comments pregame where he said, and I'm paraphrasing here, something has changed. Something has changed down in there in that bubble, and everybody has noticed it with Ben. And he took a couple threes today, Ike.
Yeah, I think he took, three, maybe even four. I know he hit one.
He hit one.
I'm telling you, I just think it's a familiar surrounding that's not familiar to him. And what I mean by that is, if you look at his highlights or videos when he puts them out there to us in the offseason, he's normally in an open gym setting. You know, he's getting some rec run with guys, right? And there aren't fans there, and on top of him, man, saying, shoot it, right? He's not running a structured offense. So I don't think he doesn't feel the pressure to hit, miss, or take shots. He just shoots. He just plays his game. And I think he finds this setting comforting to him. He's not afraid with his peers. Like, he's very confident. He's worried about the reaction when he misses shots from fans, whether they're home fans or road fans. They're mocking him or home fans getting frustrated with him.
There's an explanation somewhere to why he won't shoot.
Yeah, and
that's
I think,
for sure.
I think being down here in this setting just allows him to just play his game. The bubble really allows him to be in a bubble. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't have to hear
sports.
Yeah,
he's really in a bubble.
He doesn't have to hear sports talk radio here. Nobody's telling him this, that, and the other.
As long as he stays off of Twitter, he doesn't
right.
know what anybody's
know
saying about
on.
Anything. Right.
He controls the Zoom interviews. And a lot of these players are getting out of answering questions by giving you a social justice statement.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, it seems like the threes that he took were from the baseline. The one that
he
made was
the
from
corner.
The baseline. Yeah, he likes the corner.
Loves the corner. Shortest three.
Yeah. No, I mean, so off the three that I saw him take, he missed. One was contested. The first mm-hmm. one he took was early in the game. It was contested. Didn't look great coming out. He front rimmed it, and the one that he made was from the other. When they switched sides of the court, you know, guys are sagging off of him a little bit because they don't expect him to shoot. That's great
hey,
news,
shoot it,
man.
Brother, shoot it.
That's great news. So that's
shoot it.
If you're a 76er fan, it's good news that what you saw today, even though it was a scrimmage.
Yeah, and this is the perfect time to do it. You're in these games don't matter, these first few. So it's an exhibition game. You may as well get your comfort zone.
I guess Kenny Smith on a broadcaster on the broadcast said that he's a brand new player with no fans and no stage fright.
Told you. You can just tell.
Yeah. Yeah, this is awesome. This is awesome.
Winning a title.
All right, we'll give you the starting lineups. Give you the starting lineups in a second. For tonight's game with the Phils.
Now Joel's gonna be our problem.
Hey, oh, so he's going to be the problem head. Now. Awesome. Yeah.
Yo, what's going on to my old heads? How y'all
doing? T, man. Happy
what's
opening
up, T?
Day.
Happy opening day.
Happy opening day, man. It's a really exciting day. But I got five things I want to touch on. And the last thing is going to be Joe Girardi, so don't bang on me if you don't mind. One, Ike, man, I was calling in yesterday to congratulate you on your street credit points. And then Inge, right before I was calling, had tried to check you. And then you rebounded with the T.O. So I got to commend you. I'm going to let you go for a little bit with the T.O. power.
Okay.
That was beautiful, man.
I appreciate it.
That was real nice.
Thank you, T.O.
Because when you started, I was like, he ain't going to say nothing. And then you said what you had to say. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Two, Ike, I don't know about you, but I'm concerned about this Brandon Brooks weight loss. I know that for a fact.
Wow, yeah, did you see that?
Yeah, I don't what like the? That. Ain't no guard in the league looking like that.
What, ripped and slim?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you light in the ass. You can't be light in the ass as a guard.
No, you can't be. The only good thing I can say, T, is that he has a year to get that weight put back on.
If he wants to, I'll need to know his motives.
I agree. You don't get ripped like that
well,
just to get fat again.
Listen, Jeff Stoutland ain't going for that, and the Eagles aren't going for that. So if he's gonna play guard, he's gonna put weight back on.
Okay. Now look, before I end with the Joe Girardi, I got an idea for the situation we have at hand.
Yes.
Don't hang up on me. All right. Just an idea. Mm-hmm. So for the fantasy football, you guys have a committee voting. How about you just put in who you want? Because some want Wade, some want Inge, some want new people. You individually just choose. That way there's no arguments. You see what I'm saying? Everybody gets what they want.
We will take it under advisement, T.
I like that.
Also, I'm not going to lie. I'm still saying that Bronco and John Marks need a song. All right? Let me leave you with that. Now, with the Joe Girardi, I already said this before. I'm a Joe Girardi fan. All right? We all been high on Joe Girardi. I got nothing against him. I'm a Phillies fan through and through. It's opening day. I'm happy as anything. Mm-hmm. Right? About to watch this game, throw down some food.
Yes, sir.
But I need to check everybody and make sure that we remember that he's got to build a new culture. We still need players, okay? And we still need pitchers. So, like, there's a lot of things he has to do in a shortened season. So don't get your hopes up and think that the playoffs are going to be the end all. We're going to win a World Series right now. It's going to happen, if anything, next year, not this year.
Yeah, I agree.
It's probably more realistic.
There's
yeah.
a big difference between getting in the playoffs and then being
actually doing something.
And look at the talent the Dodgers have, and they haven't won a World Series. So, you know, it's a lot tougher than just
exactly.
getting in there.
Exactly.
T, can I give
now
you a question?
I can't. I had a lot to catch up on with the people's waiting for me for dinner, the family.
All right, go ahead. There he is.
All right, T.
T in college.
Now, am I wrong? Did he just say he can't hold on for a question?
He did. He denied us.
He had to get his talking points.
He gave
out.
Us 5 yeah. points. Joe Girardi.
You gotta love T, man.
Yeah,
it's all about T.
T's got his agenda.
T said, "I gotta run."
He's telling us how we need to do the fantasy right. league. So we'll take, you know, we'll take what he said.
Take it under advisement.
Yeah, we'll have a board meeting about it. A Zoom call. We'll discuss what we're gonna do with
call,
the fantasy team.
That call right there might have disqualified T.
Is that right?
We'll see. Okay. We'll take it under consideration.
Yeah, see, I need like, and I love T, and we'll see if he gets in the league. I gotta have Inge. If we're each getting.
Oh my
a person get, that we can
we
select.
Get our guy?
Yeah, I need Inge in the league because he's a total loon.
Yeah, because you just want me tortured all year long.
I need stimulus from Inge being in the league.
I'll take Wade and Chester.
Oh, God, yes.
Would Wade, now,
yes.
Now, this is all being done online. Would Wade, I don't know Wade's technology, you know, curating.
Oh, right.
Would he be able to handle the online draft and everything else?
I don't know.
I mean,
I was looking forward to meeting Wade this year.
Yes. Yes, we'll have to wait a year.
Have to wait a year.
215-592-9494. We didn't give you the
Andy
starting
lineup. Andy in. Andy from Deptford's in.
Yeah.
I mean, is this a 14-team league? What are we doing?
14? Like 20 people that are demanding to be in. I mean, you know, that we want new faces in there, too. Can't just have everybody, all the guys that call in all the time, all the professional callers to call in all the time. Marks and Reese coming up, text line, your phone calls, and the Philly starting lineup. We'll give you that coming up. Next, Marks and Reese on 94WIP. Don't go anywhere. Hey, listen, let's talk about some action for a second. Let's talk about some gaming action. Let's talk about baseball. It is back. And listen, plenty of action to be had from the comfort of your home. Even if you can't go to the games, there's no better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to celebrate baseball coming back, DraftKings Sportsbook's offering free bets for every home run your team hits. Take advantage of this Grand Slam offer. All you have to do is place a pregame bet of at least $25 on your home team. And for every home run they hit in the game, you'll get $5 worth of free bets. And DraftKings Sportsbook's offering all new users a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. And listen, if you don't want to bet on baseball, DraftKings offers great odds on promotions on all sports, ranging from MMA to basketball. And DraftKings Sportsbook's U.S.-based, making it safe, secure, and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your funds whenever you want. So let's get down to it. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Philly when you sign up. And for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. Use code Philly to get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
When you are down, lift your head off the ground. There's a lot to be learned, so look around. Once there was a silly old ant, thought he'd move a rubber tree plant. Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant, but he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had high apple pie in the sky. Hope so. When you start to feel it low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Whoop, there goes another rubber tree. Up there goes another rubber tree. Whoop, there goes another rubber tree plant.
HK. Miss him, love him, man.
Wow.
It's awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, Joe Giglio's coming up at 6 o'clock with leading off, and then the Phils and the Marlins, the starting lineup tonight for the Phillies, Ike. Remember, this is DH, so this is totally different than anything we've seen. Mm-hmm. McCutchen, Hoskins, Harper, Real Muto cleanup, Didi batting fifth, Segura, Bruce is the DH tonight, Kingery batting eighth, Roman Quinn gets the start. He will bat ninth and play in center field. Which, you know what? Listen, if Roman Quinn could stay healthy, he's the better player. He's better than Adam Haseley. He's got more upside. He's a better defensive player. Mm-hmm. He's quicker. Mm-hmm. So, Quinn, listen, he's got to stay healthy.
Yeah, and that's always been the theme with him, right? And so, I mean, it's a short season, so he's got a better chance to stay healthy this season than he does in most seasons.
Yep, and you have Haseley there. You can platoon him a little bit there to try to keep him fresh. So that is the starting lineup. Our Twitter questions today have been brought to you by Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309. 5 years of 0% interest on all diamond rings purchased during the month of July. Buy her the ring right now at marks-jewelers.com. Check it out. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Delaware Park is open for gaming, live racing, wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. It's a text line.
Text line.
If you didn't get emotional over the Super Bowl, then you ain't a Philly guy. Tommy from down the shore.
There you go. Yeah, we said it earlier. Jack had said you're not a true Eagles fan if you didn't cry after the Super Bowl win.
Exactly right.
But not everybody is emotionally built to get emotional like that. I don't know. I mean, I did. Ike shed a tear.
I certainly did. I shed a couple of them.
Yes, absolutely. What's next?
T.O. now listens on the radio.com app and will be calling immediately if you get McNabb on for an interview. So, Donovan's take on a Carson Wentz, Jalen Hurts situation would be great during training camp. Just saying. Hashtag LTBB for MVP, Scott from Delco.
Well, we haven't heard. Tommy from down the shore apparently has taken over the text line since Battle is away.
Damn it, Tommy.
We haven't heard from him since when? What week was it?
You of being a Philly guy?
Yes, that week. Yep.
Was that when it was? That was last time we heard from
him?
He's been on vacation down the shore, but he's always down the shore.
He's busy down the shore.
All right.
Starting to pick up down there.
It is. What's next?
Love the first two callers of the show. Already having too much Ike juice. Happy opening day. Mark in South Jersey.
Can we get Tommy to do it full time?
Those first two callers did sound like they had been tailgating.
Yeah, they were ready to go.
Who was it from Mayfair? He said he was going to ride his bike down to the game.
Yeah, you told him to take a nap.
You can still get a DUI on a bike. You can't drive drunk on a bike. All right?
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, you don't watch cops like I do, because many times you see guys get DUIs on bikes. So I hope he's sobered up if he is driving his bike down to the game. What's next?
One of these days, Jack needs to collect up all the drops and make a WIP soundboard app. Nothing will make me wake up faster if I can turn puzzle time into an alarm on my phone. Mike in Birdsboro.
Puzzle time!
Isn't it amazing that Joe DeCamera does have some of the better drops that we play? He was crying again today on the air.
Awesome. It's awesome.
Spike was actually... See, this is the savage Spike is. So Spike realizes what's going on. They play the long Phillies montage, and Spike gets up because he knows the camera's going to break down, and he starts videotaping it live.
Yep.
It was awesome. Great job, Spike. What's next?
Did anybody watch Gabe Kapler take out his gold glove shortstop in the seventh inning yesterday in a 1-1 game, and then the infield proceeded to make four mistakes that led to five runs? Hot start, Gabester. Matt Joe from New Hope.
Yeah.
Man, Tommy couldn't even get that out without laughing himself.
Reminiscent of Gabe's debut here, pulling Aaron Nola for Hobie Milner, what did he say? He's
nasty, brother.
He's nasty, brother.
Yeah, not a good start for Gabe. Not at all. What's next?
My bad for being late that day, Ike. Hugh in Atlanta.
I don't know. Was Hugh one of the late ones? I don't remember. I don't remember anything. I just remember what happened.
Yeah. I was wondering if a quarterback was maybe late that morning to the
Donovan.
To the
I
walk-through.
Don't think so. No. No, he wasn't.
All right. Couple phone calls quick. Got to make it quick. Stephen Mayfair or Stephen Collins real quick, man. What's up?
Yeah, so I just want to say Charlie Manuel really did a great job in 2008, but when we had a pitching-dominated team, he was not as good at managing the pitchers. But, you know, overall, he was a great manager here, and he does deserve a lot of credit for that championship and the pennants.
Thanks, Steve. Yep. Appreciate it. Jim in Havertown. Jimmy!
Yo, brother. What's going on?
How are you, Jim?
What's up, Jim?
What the fuck?
Uh-oh.
You're missing out, man.
Oh, Jim, we lost you, man. We lost you. Sorry about that.
Damn it, man.
Try calling again next week. The great JFH. All right, Ike, I am official Phillies predictions. I'm going 34 wins on the season.
34?
Yes.
Like 34, huh?
It gets him in the playoffs. I really believe that we're kind of – it's one of these things in baseball where on paper it's difficult to make the case that the Phillies – are a upper echelon team. I don't think they're there yet, but I think Joe Girardi will give them a real boost, especially in year one. And all you need is one of these other starting pitchers, like you were saying all show, get a third starter to kind of solidify that rotation. I think they have it, and I really like the offense. I think this is a playoff team this year, so I'm going to say 34 wins on the season.
I like it. Hope you're right, because I think that would move them up a little bit in the seeding chart when it comes to playoffs. I think they will make the playoffs now that they passed the new rule of 8 teams getting in for just this year. I think they'll – I don't want to say they're locked, because that to me that would jinx them. But I think they will get into the playoffs. I got them at 31-29. Hopefully you're closer to being right than I am, because I think at 31-29, there's going to be a lot of tiebreakers there with some other teams,
yep.
Right? When you're looking at that 6, 7, and 8 spot.
There'll be a couple teams that are right there.
That are right there. So, but I'm excited, though. I'm excited. And I think I got newfound excitement when they passed the rule for the extra playoff teams, because at least now I think postseason play has become even more realistic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's goodbye baseball.
Yeah.
Good to get more fan bases involved. Yep. Joe Giglio is coming up next. We want to thank everybody. It's been a good judgment week, and it's been brought to you by Budweiser. Enjoy ice-cold Budweiser at Chickies and Pete's this Philly season. ChickiesandPete's.com. Ike, when we next talk on Monday, we will have actual games to discuss.
What do the Phillies do over the weekend?
Win 2-3.
I mean,
I won't settle for less than 2-3.
Well, and especially since Zach is going to pitch tomorrow.
Yes. Jack, 2-3?
Nah, 1-2 and a frustrating loss tonight.
Oh, God.
Come on, it's the Marlins. What are we doing here?
That's Fritz.
And as a producer, that's probably what he's hoping for.
Yeah, people
will
be pissed.
Well, no, honestly, all my takes go out the window with the Phillies. I just want that
to
be good.
Oh, really?
That's just his prediction. Coming up next, Giglio leading off. Enjoy golf this weekend and enjoy all the
damn
sports,
right.
Mikey.
Yes, right. Sir. You too.
Everybody be safe. Talk to you next week. See.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.